Here we go. Take it away, boys. The vintage sideman that meets here most Saturday mornings at the conclusion, most of the time, of the Midwest Classic Radio Net. That's the AM net at 3885 KC's. We operate at 3842 KC, plus or minus QRM, and the net starts at 845 Central. Now, this is a meeting place for those hams that like old sideman junk. I know I do. Many of the rigs that show up here are considered cranky and obsolete, kind of like their operators. These radios are often shunned by the general ham populace, unless you go to a swap meet, then everybody wants lots of gold. Now, our audio may be distorted, our signals may drift, common noise may cause havoc with our receivers, and here it is. Smoke and flames can occur at any time while using these radios. Well, this is normal, and it's welcome here. We're not ashamed. Just make sure you got that fire extinguisher handy. The vintage sideman nut and the welcomes your tube type or hybrid radio of any age to check in. Other newer solid-state radios must have been made in 1979 or earlier. Or here it comes, or have a rotary band switch, thus having achieved vintage status, and then they're okay to check in. However, comma, if you try to sneak in with a modern radio, you will suffer the wrath, I'm hoping, of the net members for those violators that try, and it can and will get ugly. So, take a minute to tune up those transmitters or transceivers. Get on frequency the best you can. Burn the dust off those precious, precious sweep tubes. Tune them up, and we will be back for additional check-ins and to do brief housekeeping. But always, please, for me, tell us who you are, where you are, and what kind of old sideband junk you're running. Tune them up, boys and girls. This is N9RK and the vintage sideband net. Does he pity the fool?
I pity the fool.
All right, quick housekeeping. As you all know, we have a vintage SSB website where we get lots of pictures of old sideband junk and a few of the pictures of their owners. Got a spot there for sales and for wants. And we do have some audio recordings courtesy of a gentleman off in Oshkosh. I haven't had any new ones lately, but we give it a shot. So, all right, let's go ahead and go with what they used to say. Without further ado, let's go to N8PYA. Is this the notorious Larry and his green machines? Come now.
Oh, of course, certainly. Well, I'm sorry I've been absent for so long, but I had some business to take care of. Good to get back. And hi to everybody, and yep, the green machines. I'm going to get some other stuff on here later, but anyways, Alista 101E, and use that. So that's about all I got. Good to hear by N8PYA.
Well, thank you, Larry. You know, it is WRL and Galaxy Month, and Casey, you know, you got an ICO laying around somewhere that's defying you. See if you can get that on the air. But always love those green machines, Larry. I bet you bleed green. Moving on, KC8 Lima Bravo, KC8LB, your nickel on the vintage sideband net. Come now. Gary, is he there?
I don't hear him.
All right, we will go back. If I can remember, we'll put a star next to a star, and we go to N-E, 8I, November Alpha 8, India. Are you there? Please, be there. This is N9RK and the Vintage Sideman Net.
Okay, Rick, very good morning to you and all the bunch on the Vinny Sideband Net. Name here is Gene, short for Eugene, and Port Huron, Michigan. And today we're operating with helicopter's gear, a 444 microphone, driving a HT32 Alpha transmitter, pushing a HT33 Bravo amplifier. And the receiver is an SX-101 Mark IIIA, running all that into a Lanterline-driven dipole with a Heathkit tuner. I'll throw it right back to you, Rick. Thanks for having me aboard and get me in early, so before the band changes. It's a pleasure to have you running a net. Thank you for doing it. So very 73 to all. This is N8I Gene in Port Huron, Michigan.
Well, thank you, Gene, and glad to have you back. And I have that identical combination right with an elbow's length to me, the 32A and the 101. So I ought to get that resurrected. It hasn't been turned on for a while, but it's so drifty I can't use it for the nest. Let's move on. Whiskey Delta 8, Delta Whiskey Romeo, WD8DWR. You're next, whether you like it or not, on the Vintage Sideband Net. Come now.
Okay, real fine, Rick. Well, good morning to you and everybody else on the VD Single Sideband Net. This is WDADWR Victor in southeastern Michigan, where we're running a Collins 75A4 receiver, SB401 Heathkit transmitter, SB200 Heathkit amplifier, and that's going into an NFED half-wave antenna at about 50 feet. And great to hear you this morning, as well as everybody else on the Sideband Net. And thank you again for picking us up, and thanks for doing the net. K9RK to take it from WD8DWR.
All right, well, thank you again for your mixed combination of Collins and Green Machines. An interesting combination. Thanks very much for checking in. And last on my list, but we will go back and check that lost 8. Whiskey Delta 8, Bravo, India Lima, WD8BIL. You are next on the Vintage Sideband Net, and I am N9RK. Come now.
Yeah, okay, Rick, real good. N9RK and the group WD8BIL. Stowe, Ohio. Good morning to all of you. Running FT101E into my homebrew 4572B amplifier, the Four Horsemen. And of course, talking to you on my Junior Walker microphone, the Calrad DM21. And a dipole up at about 60 feet. And good to hear all of you guys. Gary, I worked the 4W8X on 10 megahertz here about 20 minutes ago. She was loud. And Rick, don't forget WDGM. He's sitting out there. He's an 8, so don't forget him too, my buddy Jeff. It's 73, everyone on the net. We'll talk to you later. WDBIL and the Beaver, Stowe, Ohio.
All right, well, we got some DX from Ohio, so thank you for checking in, WD8BIL. Let's go back a little bit and see if KC8 Lima Bravo, did you get that cup of coffee or to make it from the throne room? Come now. Anything, Gary?
Nope, don't hear anybody.
All right, well, we go back to the top of the list, then. We're moving right along. N1KW, please tell us who you are, where you are, and what kind of old sideband junk are you running. This is N9RK and the Vintage Sideband Net.
Morning, Rick, and everybody else, as if they don't already know who I am and where I am. This is Bob in Homer Glen, and, boy, the band's really good today. Bud was coming in very well here, and it's really strange that you don't hear Fred, N9KTU, because he's booming here all the time, and for some reason, you must be in a dead spot there, Rick. But anyway, I decided to repeat what I did last week. I didn't feel like swapping rigs around, but I'm on the all-weather outdoor gal. cartridge, of course. And I'm driving my Homebrew 41000 and link the monstrous link couple transmatch to the OPA wire and the big inverted V. And I built the ICO 753 back when I was about 14, I think, and I had a blast with that radio. Too bad I don't still have it, because I would be glad to put it on the air here for you, Rick, and everybody else. And beautiful day here, started out 27, and we're up to 35, and it's going up fast. I might even go out and operate a little QRP out in the yard with solar power only, which I do frequently. It's a lot of fun. See, back to you there, Rick, and see you guys later. N9RK from N1KW.
Hey, Bob, do you realize that you're Bob number one today?
Bob number one, Bob number one. I'm going to make tough for me to live with it.
Well, that bell was for the GT Galaxy, and it is WRL Galaxy and ICO, so we got a referral to an ancient galaxy far, far away from Bob. So thank you, Bob. Let's move to Nicky, K9TNN, K9TNN, Nick, one half of the dynamic duo, so let's see if he's still running that gray and green combination. Come down, Nicky.
K9RK, this is K9TNN, Nick in Milwaukee, half the dynamic duo, running the green and gray combination in Milwaukee. They came in good graces with the vintage sideband net. Kenwood, CS520, plain chain, no tuner, don't need one. Mine's got a place nice, 1.3 to 1 on a 40 meter delta loop on 80 meters. It's amazing. It plays on 7, it plays good on 2.5. Amazing how that good old hands work that stuff out. That 7 megacycle, there's another band. It's like they almost planned it that way. I don't think I've ever been on the work bands. Ever.
I've never been on any of the work bands.
Just don't have any use for them. 40 meters AM during the week for the noontime forum. 72.95 at noon, and then all the nets I run, fourth nets I run during the week in Milwaukee, so I'm on pretty regular, so they're listening, guys, and things are brightening up here a little in Milwaukee. It's not quite as clear as everybody else was saying, but getting better all the while, so got a lot on the list. Everybody have a nice weekend. Till we speak again next week, God willing. 7-3's all. November Niner. Romeo Kilo. This is K9 back to net. Thanks, Rick.
Well, thank you, Nicky, and say hello to Jack for me if he's still running the noontime forum, because I've stolen the green banana from him a few times, so, anyway, thank you, Nicky. So, KC9 Papa Frank Hotel, KC9 PFH, a recent convert to the world of vacuum tubes and amateur radio. KC9 PFH, your nickel on the vintage sideband that come now.
All right, Rick, thanks for picking me up, and thanks for running the net this morning. This is Kilo Charlie 9 for Papa Foxtrot Hotel. Warming up those 6146s. How do I sound? Am I hitting the mic a little too hard?
Oh, you sound fine, but you got kind of like you were in a bathroom or something. You're kind of echoey.
Well, that's interesting. I can't quite figure out why that is. Let me just try something here. Let me back off the mic gain slightly. Now I'm at about 12 o'clock here on the mic gain. How does it sound now?
Not as echoey, but a little bit better. But we love you just the same because you're a convert.
Well, I sure appreciate that. I'll just give operating conditions here for the station here. This is the Yaesu Fox Tango 101 Zulu Delta. We're driving an Ameritron AL80B. We're driving it with about 60 watts and getting about 750, 800 out. That's feeding my homebrew dipole, my 160, 80, and 40 homebrew dipole, which works very well for me. I've really been pleased with the performance of this antenna. And that's the situation. I'm resident on this frequency, so I don't have to use my antenna tuner. And so here I am. And thanks for running the net this morning, Rick. I always enjoy this net. N9RK, KT9PFH.
Yeah, that's me. Unfortunately, you may be resonant on this frequency, but I'm resonant on this frequency. WV9DQD, Dairy Queen Delight, are you there? Hello, Gene. Well, where are you?
Don't know where I am. WV9DQD, Gene in Manitowoc. And so far, copied everybody pretty good, but the man is about ready to take a shift, I think. His signals are starting, some signals are dropping off. Anyway, 41 degrees here in Manitowoc. We're utilizing the Swan Signet 270 with the unamplified D104 microphone and inverted Z, about 38 feet of the apex. So, I'm going to be buggering out here pretty quick. Judy has her left knee reconstructed Wednesday, no knee, and so she's getting along really good. She's getting around with her walker real nice, and we're really happy for that. So, we're, of course, next week for Thanksgiving, and the whole family is coming over here, but they'll be taking care of all the cooking and everything. And I've been given the job of making the green bean casserole. So I just want to wish everybody a very good Thanksgiving and keep up the good work there, Rick. N9RK and the Veggie Sideman at WB9DQD.
Hey, Gene, Mr. Green Beans. that's your better half than the YL that she is to get the extra option of the grease fitting that you can pump up when the knee starts to get a little grindy?
Yeah, put some zerk titties in there and pump her up once in a while. And yeah, I'm Captain Kangaroo, so you're Green Cheese.
Yeah, I'm Captain Kangaroo and you're Mr. Green Bean. Thank you, Gene. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. N9GH, an occasional nut control of this nut, and the very helpful ears. Where I can't hear, he does. N9GH, come out, Gary.
Oh, here you go. Alright, hello everybody, I'm the Venus Sideman, that is N9GH, name is Gary, located in Watoma. Flying the helicopters SR-2000 again because just don't have the opportunity to put some of the other old rigs on there. I've got them separated away from the other room there. I've got them buried so I can't get them out. Anyway, the helicopters, the SR-2000 stays on the desk because it's just too darn heavy to move around. And that's the old rig I'm running today, and same old link couple transmatch, the wood core coil technology link couple transmatch, and same antenna. And Rick, I got a couple of emails here, text. You're missing a couple of eights out there west or east of the big pond. So you better look at some of your stars, or maybe you didn't put a star next to them, but there are a couple of eights that are still out there before it gets too late. You might want to look over your list. Anyway, that's the situation here. N9RK, this is N9GH. Well, thank you, Gary, and I did forget Whiskey Delta 8, Juliet Mike, and I don't know if I got anybody else over there, so I think that's it. So let's thank you for the reminder, Gary, and you're worth all the money that I paid for you, so we're going to give you a bonus next week. So when WB9EGZ, the only Dave, will be running the net while I am over on the other side of the force. So let's go and get Whiskey Delta 8 Juliet Mike. Whiskey Delta 8 Juliet Mike before I lose you. I am sorry. What can I say? N9RK.
Oh, it's all good, Rick. Don't worry about it. Not a problem. This is Whiskey Delta 8 Juliet Mike. Jeff here in Belding, Michigan. We are running a Drake TR-4 with no other nomenclature, just a plain old TR-4. That is driving the L-4 Blaster, and who doesn't love that? It's loafing along at about 500 watts through the matching Drake tuner, and going up to the inverted check mark, and of course the audio is a pretend D104 with one of those half-cent Electret mic cartridges, and so yeah, just enjoying the copper chassis and the aquamarine glow. Back to you, Rick. Everybody's booming in here so far, so good. So 73 goes on the net, and WBAJM will go back to net control.
Well, thank you, Jeff, and thanks for Gary for digging you out. And because I do screw up a lot, that's part of my what I do. So, and but I was getting those warm fuzzies, and I am always amazed how many people have that half cent Electret microphone cartridge. They must have been sold by the billions with a B. So, Gary, N9GH, is there anybody else that I missed?
I don't know. Look down your list. There's another couple of eights out there, I'm pretty sure.
Well, according to my list, that was it. The only one was KC8 Lima Bravo. KC8 Lima Bravo, who never responded. Are you out there, KC8 Lima Bravo? Well, I don't hear anything, but that doesn't help matters. But let's move on to the Wizard. The Wizard of Northwest Illinois. Don't, he's a man behind the curtain, just ignore him. Just see the Wizard on your screen. Hello, Bob, W9REN, what kind of wizarding thing do you have for me today?
Well, good morning, Rick, N9RK, and all the Detroit Raiders, this is W9REN, and,
yes, this is Bob number 12.
In Northwest Illinois, beautiful day. Seems to be shaping up. We've got sunshine and somewhere above freezing. It was 46, I think, when I got up. So it's that time of year. But hey, it's also a happy Turkey Day time. So wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving Day to come. And I'm sure back in the late 60s, a lot of hymns were very thankful to be able to set the WRL dual bander 84 on their operating tables or under their dashboard. And that's what you are listening to, the elusive and new SSB transceiver, at least that's what the catalog says. Actually, it says explosive, but, you know, it's close. It was your best buy for a mobile fixed station first or second rig. It provided fantastic performance on 80 and 40 meters with 300 watts PEP input, and at an amazing low price for a fully wired unit. And by the way, it was engineered and manufactured exclusively in the U.S. of A. So there you have it. The dual bander is actually a very cool little radio. It's, if you look inside, you'll find that instead of one of those complicated rotary band switches that we like to talk about in the dual bender, you have a bunch of little flight switches that are connected together with a lever mechanism. So it was very inexpensive, but it allowed them to reduce the price. So Rick, I have for you a reverse quiz. A reverse quiz for the jet control. In 1968, within, I don't know, $30, they'll challenge you. What was the wired and tested not at kit price of the WOL dual bander? N9RK, W9RN. Now this is wired, so we're going to take a wild guess, and a wild guess of $339. That would be a big This is the interesting thing. This is $159.95. Of course, that didn't include a power supply. Let's see, they kind of cheapened down power supply. AC384, that was another $80, so you didn't have to pile that on. But you could get a package deal for your fixed station for $205, and that included, I guess that was, maybe it was a little more than that. It depends on whether you wanted to trade something in. So they came with a hand mic, a TL-259, and a phone plug, I don't know why. It gets, 100 feet of RG-58, so a double antenna, you got the whole works. How about that, Rick Owen?
That's for the WRL and the dual bender, and yes, I don't have the answers. I only give the questions. I am the Johnny Carson, so what can I say? Thank you, Bob, for the dual bander 84 from World Radio Labs. ND9B, Bob number 3. Bob, are you there? Yeah, DX from Kokomo, Indiana. ND9B, this is N9RK.
Yeah, N9RK, ND9B, good morning, Rick, and all the in-flight banders here. Having lots of fun chasing the signal, the frequency around a little bit there. But, yeah, that's part of the fun. Hi. Well, I'm running the Green Machine HW101. And it's modified. It's has a homebrewed VFO stabilizer and a homebrewed digital display on it. Yeah, I got it set up so I tune in what the frequency I want, and then I push a button and it locks it in. And compensates for the drift. And I'm running that with an Veritron AL-80B amplifier into a 43-foot vertical. And, and I have an Ameritron ATR-30 antenna tuner, which is, that model's a real heavy duty. It's, does the job. It's manual. It's not automatic, though. I do have an automatic tuner, but I can't use it with the HAVE kit because the automatic tuner, you can't tune unless you're down to around 10 watts. So that's a pain in the butt.
Okay, well, that's the situation here. N9RK, ND9B.
Well, you heard it from Cubic Bob. That's Bob three times over from Kokomo, Indiana on his HW101 Green Machine. So thank you, Bob. And, it's not an N. W9HW, are you there? Come now. This is N9RK and the vintage sideband net.
Oh, I most certainly am. Let's see if I am showing up. Good. My precious little sweep tubes are holding up still. Okay, well, Rick, yeah, it's been a little while since I've been out here, and generally I always pick up the crusty sideband that year come fall and winter, and so no difference this year, I guess. So anyhow, yeah, and I haven't most of the summer I couldn't even make it down here because I had a pulon fracture, which was the tibia and fibia of my left leg from a ladder fall. So anyway, I didn't have a solid bone under me, and it took a while to rebuild those to even where I could bear any weight. So anyway, it's been a rough summer, but it's all behind me, and I've just recently got cleared from Monday got cleared from a therapy, and I would tell you that doesn't mean that I'm at 100% because I'm still not back to normal. Don't know if I'll ever get back to 100%, but anyway, the object of the game is to get as close as possible and keep trooping on down the road. Yep, there's no other place to go but forward. So anyway, yeah, we'll just have to keep on doing stuff here at home and keep taking those like 2 mile hikes. The wife and I take a couple times a week. So anyway, that's what you gotta do. Keep one step ahead of the Grim Reaper. That's what I'm always, how I figure it. Anyway, the old junk of today is the infamous Heat Kit SB-102, and I'm going into an amplifier in SB-201. And got the matching speaker, and the microphone is an Electro Voice 664. Full size dipole, it's 40 feet. True ladder line all the way in to the Johnson KW batch box. So that's the whole lineup over here. And yeah, Rick, it's good to rejoin you guys out here, and God willing, we'll get out here every week like clockwork. So I always enjoy the net here, without a doubt. Anyway, with that, and geez, it really crept up, it seems like this year is Thanksgiving. So you know what, since the next time that we talk, it'll be post-Thanksgiving, can you believe that? So I'll say, wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving on the net, and hopefully everybody has a nice dinner, nice get-togethers, and all of that. I know that's the plan on things over here. So anyway, with that, Rick, thanks for running the net, and we'll send it back your way. N9RK in the group, W9HW.
Yes, sir, W9HW and his green machine. Thank you very much. Speaking of thank you very much, N9KTU. N9KTU, are you still there yet? This is N9RK in the vintage sideband net. Please come now.
Absolutely, Rick, we're still here. Name here is Fred. Call is N9KTU, and I am located in McFarland, Michigan, and that is in between Escanaba and Marquette, to give you an idea. And today I'm running my 830 Kenwood top loader into an Ameritron AL1200. My tuner out of my tuner is open wire to the inverted V. I am not running the wood core link couple transmatched today, Rick. It's on the healing shelf. We got a little issue with it. Maybe next week it'll be up and running. At least that's what we're hoping for. And not to leave you hanging, just wanted to remind you about the half-cent electric cartridge. And with that, that's everyone sounds good, and that's all I have for today. We'll say 73, and everyone enjoy. This is M9KTU.
Well, I'll tell you what, thank you, Fred, and you know, I get the rare occasion, you know, the cent sign, you know, like a percent, well, that's one thing, but, you know, pennies, so many cents,
and you have that symbol on a keyboard, and I don't get to use it or write it very often unless I'm on the vintage sideband net where I get a plethora of half-cent electret microphone cartridges. They must have been sold by the billions. Thank you, Fred, and your top loader. And once again, same thing as last week, we go from McFarland, Michigan, I believe, I believe that is McFarland, Michigan, to McFarland, Wisconsin. Whiskey Bravo 9, Echo Golf Zulu. Hello, David, come now.
Oh, good morning, Rick, and 9RK in the vintage sideband net. This is the alternate universe McFarland, Dave in McFarland, Wisconsin, and also running the SB-102, SB-200, and accessories here, the Sea of Green. And next week I am going to try to run the net with the Galaxy 5 again. And those that remember last year when I attempted to do that at some point, I don't know, it might have been before the preamble, might have been the pre-list, the power supply blew up. And so I had to operate as net control illegally. But the group gave me special dispensation that day and didn't boo me for running the control, being the control op with an illegal radio. But I think I'll try again this year. The power supply has been repaired, and I may make another attempt, but we'll see what happens. So back to you there, and good net today in 9RK WB9EGZ.
Yeah, well, it takes a man with lots of intestinal fortitude, otherwise known as guts, to sit there and run a net with a Galaxy 5. So thank you, Dave. N9DG, part of the board of directors. Good morning, Dwayne. Come now. Thank you, and you know the double gets is due in December for all the pre-79 solid-state radios. So thank you, Dwayne. Moving right along, Bob number four, WB9VGO. Good morning, Bob.
Okay, good morning, Rick, and good morning to everyone on the net, and hopefully the controls are all kind of cleaned a little bit and not cutting out. But anyway, good morning. Running my Drake TR-4C barefoot as always. One of these days I'd like to add to the shack in an L-4B, but I think I'm going to wait till I move the shack upstairs. That way I don't have to bring it downstairs. Well, I'm just planning ahead here. Those walks downstairs are fine when your knees work, but when I had trouble with the knees, it was like I needed a Sherpa to get up and down the stairs here. So, RV4C along with the factory microphone, all running barefoot. The old MSK 62 scooter, and into a inverted knee up about 45 feet. So that's the setup here, and I think I might have been a little, maybe cut down a little bit because I actually switched the 3-4 scooters. Those days are in on Thursday, And that's the first time in, I don't know how long, I've actually tried another band on this radio. So it actually worked on 4 meters, so when I came back here, it might have to make contact again. I have to actually open the ring up and get in there. I don't do that unless you look for it. This is so far, no smoke. Back to you, Rick, at 9RK.
Oh, well, Bob, I'm telling you, you're Bob's times four today, but I've been told early on that radios run on smoke, and so we're not supposed to let this smoke out. And thank you for the warm fuzzies from the Drakes. Next time, wear socks when you do barefoot. So, thank you, Bob. K9FWT, K9 Frank Whiskey Tom. You are next, whether you like it or not, on the Vintage Sideband Net. Come now.
Okay, Rick, sounds good. N9RK in the Vintage Sideband at K9FWT. This is Ken in Cary, Illinois, and that is 45 miles northwest of downtown Chicago. As usual, we're running the FT-101E with an unamplified D-104, running that into an AL-811. The antenna is a 160-meter dipole fed with ladder line. The antenna tuner is a PALSTAR AT-1500CV. So, pretty good signals this morning. I notice the 8s and also the stations in the Upper Peninsula and so forth are starting to fade down a little bit. Reception not quite as good, but that's to be expected as the sun gets higher here. But anyway, a fine morning here and a great bunch of guys on the net. Fine signals all around. N9RK, K9FWT.
Well, thank you, Ken, from Cary on your 101 and AL-811 combo. Always glad to hear from you. Here's somebody that we hear from pretty consistently, KC9YI. KC9YI, you're next on the Vintage Sideband Net. Come now.
Well, thank you very much, Rick, and good morning to you and everybody on the net. This is KC9YI, Scott in Monroe, Wisconsin, at Limburger Cheese City, here in southern Wisconsin, and it was a pretty nice morning this morning. It started out kind of cool, but I think we've warmed up into the upper 30s now, so wow, really quite a change from the cool conditions this morning. We're on our Yaesu twins this morning. We're on the FR-101S receiver with the FL-101 transmitter. And I've always failed to mention that I do have the station speaker here, but not the landliner. It doesn't have the phone patch in it. It's just a box with a speaker in it and a little Yaesu insignia on it, but it's still putting out some sound, so I guess that's good. And I'm running barefoot, 150 watts, measured by my Yaesu YS60 SWR bridge and watt meter. And something I don't brag about very much is that I'm using an Elecraft KAT500 antenna tuner. Just the fact that my Dentron big manual tuner is down in the basement, I just don't have any more space on this desk for anything more, so I don't know, maybe I'll figure out some way of getting that back up here and getting it plugged in. But antenna is a G5RD at about 25 feet. So back to that, N9RK, I'll get it right sooner or later. This is KC9YI, over.
Well, thank you, Scott. My answer to a lot of things, but we love you that you check in with your Yaesu twins. And remember, you can always move up. You don't have to move laterally. You can add more junk moving up. So thank you, Scott. Hey, infamous is the word that comes to mind when I see this call. A fellow Chicagoan, and I have to admit, I left Chicago in 1979.
and I've never, there was a song when I was in Lubbock, Texas, and it said, happiness was Lubbock, Texas in your rear view mirror. I don't know how long ago that was, but it seems like a multi-generation. Good morning, Dave. N9WQ, where it's always sunny in North Fond du Lac. Come on, Dave.
Good morning, Rick. From sunny beautiful downtown North Fond du Lac. This is N9WQ. And we have the old Yazoo FT101E with a PR40 microphonium. Probably not on frequency, but we're on a frequency, just probably not on the same one everybody else is on. Anyway, I've also got the sub-receiver to go with this rig, but I didn't turn it on. It's been a rough week recovering from my surgery a week ago Tuesday. This is the first time I've been able to get down here in the basement since probably last Tuesday or last Monday, because once all the hardcore drugs wore off from the hospital, it really started to get painful, so I can't take painkillers, so I'm kind of stuck, trying to sit in that spot that, where it doesn't hurt, and getting better slowly day by day, so. Anyway, thanks for running the net, Rick. Do I have a question today, over?
Yes, you do. You always get a question. If you check in, you're going to get a question. Galaxy 5 has a 300-watt single sideband CW input. I want to know not how much the price was, which was $399.95, without the AC power supply. Remember that, Dave, without it. How much was it monthly on the easy payment plan through the folks over at Allied Radio at 100 North Western Avenue in Chicago? How much was it monthly?
And what was the price of the unit again?
Was $399.95 without the power supply, Dave.
Could have got about $17.95 a month.
You were only a nickel off. It was $18 a month, and you might finally get it paid off. Well, how about that, Dave?
That's awesome. Once I knew the price, and I'm going to give this little tidbit of information away, I think all those plans back in the day were six-year plans. So if you can do math in your head pretty quick, you can guess that question every time.
Over, Dave. You've given away the skill set now, and everyone's going to be able to answer. Speaking of answering questions, K9OA, I wonder what kind of ancient vintage junk he's running today. Hello, Clark.
Hey, but before you step in, Clark, buying a radio back in the day was like buying a car, so I figured the loan apparatus I would be about the same. Over.
Here's the layaway plan. Okay, N9RK in the vintage sidebander. This is K9OA Clark in Madison, Wisconsin, where it's about 40 degrees and brilliant sunshine. Anyway, before I forget, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And, Rick, because this is Galaxy and ICO month, I am on, the Galaxy GT550. Utilizing the matching SC550 speaker power supply. And the microphone is a Turner 250 dynamic, and running it through an MT3000A Dentron tuner into your favorite antenna, the double bazooka at 45 feet, what am I saying? And good to hear everybody, and congrats to Bob Ariane for getting the dual bander on the air. That's pretty cool. And I like that Bob, I forget his call now, had the weatherized Galaxy GT550 on air with the Fastfin Electret microphone. Sounded great. And some of you know that QST is going to stop sending us print versions of the magazine effective in December, unless you pay an extra $25, which I am not going to do. Anyway, in the last issue, which I received earlier this week,
They have the vintage radio section written by George Mythic, I think is his name. And this month is all about crystal calibrators. And it was interesting, except it was riddled with errors. For one, on this DT, it said that, you know, Galaxy offered the calibrator as an option on the Galaxy 5, which is true. But then he said that the same calibrator is used in the GT550, which is not true. GT550 had a solid-state calibrator. Although you could rewire the sockets and use the calibrator from the Galaxy 5, which is what I have done, except that it's not quite so simple. You have to rotate the octal plug on it 90 degrees before it'll even fit in the radio. And even so, it is incredibly tight fitting, and it actually bumps right up next to the OC3 regulator tube. So, yeah, Galaxy was intent on cramming as much stuff into this small package as it could. All right, enough yammering out of me. Thanks, Rick, and again, have a great Thanksgiving, and Dave, I'm glad you're on the road to recovery. N9RK, K9OH.
Well, thank you, Clark, and I don't get to hear yammering all that often, but you get a bell for the Galaxy 550. And as always, my favorite antenna, the double bazooka. The only man that gets double bells for some reason. I don't understand why there's not more double bazookas. Last on the list right now is KF9KU. KF9KU. Thank you for hanging in there. Are you there? This is N9RK and the Vintage Sideband Net.
Yeah, I'm here. Yes, indeed. N9RK and the Vintage Sideband Net. KF9KU. I wonder if I got my audio up too high. Let's back her down a little bit. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think that sounds a little better. Oh, that's too low. So we'll bring it up. I got it on about a 2. The radio is a Kenwood TS520S. An amplifier, a 4-tour, Ameritron EL11H. And I like antenna tuners. I'm using a an MFJ VersaTuner 5989 Charlie. And the roller inductor works very easily. I took care of that. A lot of those tighten up. This one here, you can just about spin the dial, and you don't have to have one hand on the tuner while you crank the inductance. Let's see, if you're still listening out there, Ken, I talked with Jerry late last night until about 1:30, and we had nice, beautiful conditions. And let's see here, a location, I'm northwest of Crivitz, up in Twin Bridge, Wisconsin, which they now changed all the signs around the fire department, town hall, and I'm in the town of Stevenson. So, but now, just for some people who like the idea of Twin Bridge, you won't find it on a map. Well, maybe you will on a very detailed one. But that's where I'm at, and 37 degrees, I heard some guns going off. I'm pretty nearby the National Forest here, Nicolet National Forest, and got to keep an eye on my woods. Last year, the neighbor lady come over and said, hey, there's somebody trying to hunt in our woods, you know, it's like my backyard here, right? We just had a guy over in the UP, about 75 miles from me, just across the Menominee River. He was in bed. Somebody was hunting back in his property, and a bullet went through the wall of the house and hit him in the arm.
you know, so I'm pretty serious about this. I will prosecute. So anyways, good morning all, and see we catch you next week. N9RK, this is KF9KU, was worth the wait.
All right, well, Twin Bridge will be on the map with you on your top loader, Kenwood. So thank you, and that's the end of my original list. Let's see, are there any other miscreants who would like to be part of the Vintage Sideband Net? If you're out there, please spread them out and use phonetics if possible. This is N9RK.
Whiskey 8, Tango, Oscar Whiskey.
Kilo, Bravo 9, Golf, Kilo, Charlie.
K9 Kilo, Echo, Uniform. and I'm a Creant.
Well, I got KC9 FYL and K9 KU, and there was the station in between. Who was it, Gary?
W8 Tango, Oscar Whiskey.
And Kilo, Bravo 9, Golf, Kilo, Charlie.
W8TOW, I got you down. You get a star, so you go first. And there was another station over there. Gary, are you still on the frequency?
Yeah, but there was too much doubling going on. Just call another, give another call.
Well, I figured that you would get them all. So anyway, who didn't hear your call, please come now.
Kilo, Bravo 9, Golf, Kilo, Charlie.
Kilo Bravo 9, Kilo Bravo 9, George Kilo, what is the last part of your call?
Charlie.
Oh, KB9 GKZ, is that correct?
Charlie, Kilo Bravo 9, Golf Kilo, Charlie.
Charlie, Alpha Bravo, Charlie, KB9, Golf Kilo, Charlie. Anybody else? We're having a tough time. I got a lot of noise here right now all of a sudden. Anybody else? Let's go to W8TOW. You're late. You're supposed to be there with the rest of the eights. Come now.
Very good, Rick. Well, I was a little late getting down here, but I've been listening for about an hour and a half to the frequency. I just got busy with breakfast and fixing a bunch of microphone cables here. So, N9RK and the Vintage Sideband Group, W8TOW, Steve outside of Lansing, and I'm on a Swan 500 Charlie X-ray, center-fed ZEP at 75 feet, and some really good signals in here. Hi to all of my AM buddies, and we're going to try to be on the Vintage Sideband Roundtable, the Knights of the Vintage Sideband Roundtable on Monday night. So hope to catch folks for that also. Anyway, Rick, thanks for everything you're doing. Sounding great in here to Michigan. And with that, back to you, N9RK from W8 Tango Oscar Whiskey.
Well, thank you, Steve, on the plug for the Vintage Roundtable. So thank you very much. KC9 FYL, good morning, John. Come now.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, everybody on the Vintage Sideband Net. KC9 FYL here. Just to make sure I remember that call. Anyway, basically in and out. Thanks for running the net, picking me up. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. KC9 FYL 4.
Are you on Collins gear today there, John?
Yep, it's an F1 line barefoot.
Alright, well, we've got you down as Collins gear. Thank you, John, for coming in. K9KU, let's see here. I can't use enough terms to thank him for all the help he's given me over all the years. So, K9KU there, John. I blown smoke. This is N9RK.
Better watch out. I'll blow some smoke back. N9RK. And the Vintage Sideband, K9KU. Well, very good. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody, everybody on the net. Conditions are still pretty good. I think I'm copying everybody pretty well, without too much trouble. I am on the usual boring stuff,
the KWM-2, running into the 30L-1 and, oh, I don't know, 400, 500 watts out, something like that, to a dipole at about 50 feet. And that's a start. Hang on. Boy, that isn't so good. My Vox kicked in and I, you know, I let go of the trigger on the C-104. But I guess I could do that and just talk into the microphone. I must have the Vox sensitivity set up too high. So, hey, you know, an old man and an old radio maybe aren't a good combination. Thanks for running the net, Rick. 10-9-RK, the coffee, K9KEU.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the Flum Patrol, I have the same problem on this end. Thank you, John. Last on my list is KB9 George Kilo Charlie, KB9 GK Charlie. I've said it several times now, and I'm still got the chance of screwing it up. You're next and last on the list for the vintage sideband net. Come now.
Well, very good, Rick. Thanks so much for running the net, and good morning to everyone from Green Bay, Wisconsin, actually Bellevue. I got the old Heathkit SB-101 transceiver fired up this morning. We just, a few weeks ago, cleaned all the tube sockets and replaced the potentiometer for the zero meter control. So it's back and fully operational, and everybody's sounding terrific. Even this late in the morning, the band over here is still sounding excellent. So, just running the 100 watts from the radio, and we've got an unbuilt Heathkit SB220 that I think we're going to build here next winter, not this winter, but next winter, and we're going to match it up with this rig, and we've had that unbuilt SB220 in for more than 10 years, so I think it's time to build it, Rick. We just retired about 7 months ago, and we've got lots of time, and I think that would be a fun project. You know, it was back in the 1970s, I can remember, 1980s, getting the Heathkit catalog and looking at all the different radios and equipment, and to build that amplifier was always a dream, so I think the time has come. And when I get that thing on the air, I'll be sure to check into the net here and let everybody hear those a brand new SB220 on the air for the first time. So, Rick, thanks so much for running the net, and hello to my friend Gene WB9DQD in Manitowoc, if you're still listening. And everybody's again sounding terrific. Good morning, all, and happy Thanksgiving. It's a great time of year to remember what to be thankful for. That's a great nation, and plenty of food and family. So, thank you, Rick, and we'll turn it back to you. N9RK, KB9GKC.
Well, thank you, KB9GKZ, and your green machine. And if you ever go to eBay and just put an unbuilt Heathkit, you'd be surprised what's out there. So that's the end of the vintage sideband net, unless there's some lurkers in the weeds. Is there any other lurkers for the vintage sideband net? Come now. All right, this is Rick saying 73 to all, and to all a good day. And remember, next week is WB9EGZ, it's Dave, so treat them kindly. And just think about it this week. We were violator-free. How about that? N9RK, 73.